live. We are launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
By the way, you can join us online. Front page of the website, you look there, you'll see news items, blog posts, maybe YouTube videos, whatever you find online that you want to share with us and share with the listeners of the show. All you have to do is submit it as show prep. It is a quick process. You do need to have a Reddit account to make it possible, but it's very easy once you get all that set up. Then you just submit whatever you want to the front page of the site, and then other listeners can vote on it. Vote it up if you like, and vote it down if you don't. And then you can see what other people think is interesting, and we might talk about it on the air. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there as we go to the phones and to the fun. Jason in Grand Rapids listening to iHeartRadio. By the way, Jason, I don't know, you're probably listening to a Clear Channel station via the iHeartRadio streaming app, but we are now available. Free Talk Live is now available in podcast form on iHeartRadio and their new Talk Beta section, so be sure to check us out there. Jason, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hi. First-time listener. Just for the show. It's great.
Thank you.
I heard you guys talking about the term limits on the senators and or on Congress. Mm-hmm. And I just had some thoughts about that because while those guys are never going to vote themselves term limits or amend the Constitution of that, our founders, in Article 5 of the Constitution, they put a provision in there for the states to be able to amend the Constitution as well, which that's the way that it would have to happen. And that's something that we...
How do you do that? What, can you summarize what that process is?
Yeah, sure. In Article 5 of the Constitution, it talks about how the amendment process works to the Constitution. And there's two ways it happened. Knowing that the founders knew that the legislative branch could get too powerful, and so what they put in Article 5 of the Constitution was that two-thirds of the states, so if we had the state legislatures, two-thirds of the states could propose amendments, and then three-quarters of the states would then ratify the amendments to the Constitution. So we could put pressure on our local representatives for our state congresses, and in doing so, we could get them to add amendments for ratification. You know, and
I wonder whether these state representatives and state senators, whose only goal in life is to somehow claw their way down into the cesspool of Washington D.C., would be interested in doing that.
That is a very good point. However, though, a lot of those people are way more approachable and way more willing to take on things like that.
And, they'd have a better chance of getting in if those critters were drug out after two terms. But
absolutely.
That doesn't really it doesn't address my concern about term limits in general, is that I don't like the way politicians act in the lame duck session. The last thing I want to do is give them a lame duck 2 or 6 years.
Yeah, I do agree with that. However, sometimes you have to throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? Isn't that the thing? Sometimes do have good congressmen that I think they're gonna run into that same process.
But if we change the Constitution through the state means, we could just change the Constitution to say, I don't know, how about we say that if a law is good enough to pass Congress, it needs to pass by 90% instead of by 50%. Because that way you wouldn't have this whole partisan crap going on, and the federal government would only pass the most important laws, and then the rest of the stuff would either have to be taken care of by the people or the states, respectively.
Absolutely, and I think that we could also, if we put pressure on our states, we could have them do things that Congress wouldn't. We could have them pass an amendment to balance the U.S. budget. So we could put term limits and balance the budget. There's a lot of things that Congress isn't going to do themselves that we could get our states to have done.
But the problem is, I get where you're coming from. The major issue you have is that, okay, sure, in New Hampshire, I can call up state representatives and I can actually get those people on the phone with me. It's actually possible to do that here. In a lot of places, you can't do that.
Yeah, you could be ignored in person
here.
In
a lot of places, the state representatives have staffs, they have secretaries, gatekeepers, press secretaries, people that will keep you away from them. And so even if New Hampshire were to pass what you're suggesting here, you know, this resolution to amend the Constitution, and they're like, all right, New Hampshire, we're going to do this. We just need two-thirds of the rest of you 49 states to come on board with us. And I'm sorry, I just don't see that as being politically feasible either. I don't know which one's more impossible, trying to get Congress to change Congress or to try to get two-thirds of the states to come together and then ultimately three-fourths of the states to ratify any kind of changes to the Constitution. They both seem like exercises in impossibility to me.
Yeah, that is the problem. But
have you ever tried to talk to a state rep in Michigan?
Yeah, I have.
How's that work out?
Not so good.
Tell me more about it. What happened?
Well, you can call them and just sit on hold, or you can write them. They tend to write me back.
Mm-hmm. Do they write you back, or does the aide, congressional aide, write you back?
Obviously a form letter.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get written back. I'll get emails back from the state representative, but no, a lot of times.
Do you think it's really them, or is it one of their office people just emailing you with a signature that looks like them?
Yeah, that's I think.
Do you really feel like you've been listened to? When they write you back?
Not much. A few of the guys do, for sure, but not
how's
all.
The Michigan government, is it getting smaller over time?
Yeah, there was actually something cool that they were talking about doing here in Michigan, and it was fire the Senate. They wanted to get.
Now, notice, I didn't ask you what they talked about doing. I'm asking, what are they actually doing? Is the government getting smaller and less intrusive, less oppressive over time?
No. Absolutely.
So, let's be realistic. They're not going to change the way they do business. And they're certainly not going to be able to organize in any meaningful fashion a nationwide run against the U.S. Congress to try to change it from the outside with this alternative method of amending the Constitution. So, if you want to convince the people in Michigan to do one thing for you, I would say it should be secede, because then you don't have to rely on two-thirds or three-fourths of the rest of the state.
Who's going to bail out Detroit?
Come on board. That's another question. Jason, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Yeah,
and by the way, welcome to listening to the show.
Hey, no problem. I just think that if we got a few states going, we could get the ball rolling and maybe other states.
You let me know how that works out. And,
great.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
That's the point, though. Yeah, you can get the states to amend the Constitution that way. But if you're going to amend the Constitution, okay, but it's a way to do it. But if you're going to amend the Constitution by getting two-thirds to agree on it and three-quarters to then ratify it, I'm for that, but why would you waste it on term limits?
Mm.
Go ahead and say at that point that let's do away with the limit on the number of Congress people, for instance. You remember how they limited it at 435? It would be thousands and thousands of individuals today if they were represented the way back this constitutional republic was made. They would never be able to make a decision on anything. Or that you make, look, if a law is good enough to pass by 50%, it should be good enough to pass by 75% or 85% or 90%. Let's just go ahead and make sure that these are really good laws, so they're passed by 90% of the Congress.
Can we come down from pie in the sky now at this point?
Constitution in any way is all pie in the sky.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Is secession, man. Go ahead and take.
More realistic. It's more realistic. Look, I realize it's difficult to achieve secession. I realize that, but at least it only requires you to convince one state and not 30 states whatever.
You're trying to convince people of something that's much harder to convince them of than something
already,
that's...
Already, one
wait
out of five.
Wait a second, let me finish. Yeah, 20% are already on board. You got
with
one out of
secession.
Five. That's great. But I can stand in front of just about anybody except the most disgusting political creature, and I can say, look, if a law is good enough to pass by 50%, why wouldn't it be good enough to pass by 90%? So please, somebody call in and tell me why that's a bad idea. I don't think we'll get calls on it, frankly.
Look, Mark, they would say things like, look, we never got anything done in Congress.
We don't want anything done. Have you seen what they've done? Tell me the government program that's successful.
My constituents elected me to get things done, and I'm sorry. I just can't support that kind of legislation.
Well,
that is irresponsible,
there's
sir.
There's lots of things to get done.
Get out of my office. You're under arrest.
There's lots of things to get done in Washington. Get them undone because they have effed up everything they've ever gotten a hold of.
Sir, you've been asked to leave. You're going to have to leave now. The congressman's done. We don't want to talk to you anymore. Get out of here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. They don't care what you think. So what are you going to do about it? 855-450-3733. More coming up.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a bunch of Free Talk Live archives. They go back for years. You can literally listen to more Free Talk Live than you can probably stomach. I mean, there's more years there than you can possibly even handle. Go and download whatever amount you would like for free at freetalklive.com. If you want to change it up, you want to get a little bit of a different listening experience, but still stay within the Liberty camp, School Sucks Project can help.
Yeah, if you go to schoolsucksproject.com, you can check out the Logic Saves Lives podcast series. You can sharpen your debate skills and strengthen your intellectual self-defense. The series features Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Wes Bertrand, Derek J. Freeman, and many others. It's schoolsucksproject.com. It's great, great podcast.
You know what else saves lives, Mark?
Commas?
Or saved lives? The Silk Road. We go to Anon calling from the U.S. somewhere. Anon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I don't know how updated you guys are on what's going on with the Silk Road community.
I'm very, very updated. Go ahead. What do you got to share?
Well, have you heard about the new beta site that's coming up?
A beta site?
Yes.
Tell me about that. Tell me about that. First of all, tell us what the Silk Road is before so our listeners who are not apprised.
The Silk Road is a hidden site on the Tor network that allows free people to come together in mutual exchange of benefit for anything.
It's an open marketplace wherein there's virtually no restriction on what can be sold, and as a result, there are a lot of drugs that are available. There are a lot of fake IDs and things like that. Interesting, very interesting, eclectic products, and it's been an amazing journey watching the Silk Road as it has grown and now recently been taken down by the federal government, allegedly. They've charged the alleged mastermind, Mr. Ross William Ulbricht, with being Dread Pirate Roberts, the man who supposedly was operating the Silk Road for 2.5 years through billions of, a whole boatload of money was transacted. I think it was, oh man, I wish I'd kept my notes from that. It was a lot of money. He ended up pocketing about $80 million, $80 million U.S. dollars worth of Bitcoin over 2.5 years, and that was his cut of, I think, was it $10 billion or something like that? Gosh, it was a lot of money.
I thought it was like $2.1 billion worth of Bitcoin.
It was a heck of a lot of, maybe it might have been 10 million transactions or something like that. But anyway, so what's this beta news all about?
Well, there's apparently a character calling himself Meta, Dread Pirate Roberts, and he's already got a forum up with the exact same format and claims that within a week there'll be a beta site with the exact same format as the old Silk Road. Presumably he's the new DPR. And,
you know, the thing that I really don't like about the Silk Road is those credit cards. They're on there. They can transact. People can buy and sell credit card data from, I assume, stolen or fraudulent credit card data. And it really just, I mean, I know that somebody's lives getting messed up over that. And I just hate the
allowed.
Idea. Well, it was.
That shouldn't be allowed.
I agree. I'm pretty sure.
Anything that was meant to defraud or harm was supposedly to be reported. Now, on the site, you can have hidden listings where, presumably the operator of the site can see them, but you can hide it where only a buyer who has the link to that page can get there. It's not on the open part of the site.
Yeah, that's news to me. I have never seen that, but there's a lot of categories on the Silk Road, so I can't say I've looked through every category.
Maybe I'm just wrong on this. But that's what I was told that it was going on.
You were told,
there.
But you hadn't seen it.
I think I thought I remembered seeing it, but you know how people are. The brains are funny. They'll trick you.
Stolen information is a prohibited item.
Okay, great.
Like credit cards.
I like that.
Now, that doesn't mean people... I mean, it is primarily a place of exchange, so it has to be reported, so I suppose things could get by the administration or whatever. But I wondered if you guys wanted the link to the forum. They're up, the new one. Apparently.
Well, what you could do is maybe post that on our website at freetalklive.com, and then it could be voted up as our listeners appreciate the post. And now, by the way, the Silk Road forums, the original Silk Road forums, are still up. So there's there's a lot of traffic going on over there.
Yeah, you don't know if that's a honeypot or what.
Well, what does it matter if it's a honeypot? I mean, if you're on tour, shouldn't you be protected? And besides, it is just a forum, so technically, it's free speech at that point.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to get on there and admit to making purchases, then that's one thing. And if you want to get on the forum and say, I'm such and such from this location, that could be bad. But as long as you're using the forums with some level of caution, I think you'd probably be okay.
Right. Well, and it is a free speech issue. I mean, a forum is just a means of communication amongst individuals, really.
Right. Yeah, please post that link. I'd be interested in seeing it because I hadn't heard that yet. Where did you come across the news of this Beta Silk Road?
The old forums.
Oh, okay. Very good. And there's also the Silk Road Reddit as well, which has been a good source of information. More of a, you know, if somebody's kind of tweaked out about Tor and they don't really want to go on the Onion Router and get on this hidden service, you can go to the Silk Road Reddit, and there's a lot of open discussions about some of the goings-on and some of the alternatives to the Silk Road. And Anon, I appreciate the call, and thanks for the thoughts tonight. And the information as well. In fact, there are, you know, alternatives out there as well. There's an article at Bloomberg published yesterday about Sheep Marketplace called Goodbye Silk Road, Hello Sheep Marketplace. And as Leonid Bereshitsky writes, like all drug busts, the takedown of Silk Road was a useless affair. While federal prosecutors grabbed the spotlight with a successful operation against Ross William Ulbricht, the owner of the anonymous web marketplace, point of clarification, he's the alleged owner of the Silk Road. That has not been proven in a court, so we don't know whether or not he is actually the owner. He has denied via his attorney that he has engaged in any of the activities they've accused him of. They say Ross William Ulbricht, drug vendors and users were logging onto alternative sites, some of which even looked much like the Silk Road. Now, this is Leonid here saying he set up an account for one of them called Sheep Marketplace, and like Silk Road, it's available on Tor, an anonymous encrypted network originally designed by the U.S. Navy and still used by it. The Tor software package is freely available on the web. I use the Tor browser to go to a site with a suffix .onion, which would not be available to the commonly used browsers, and registered as a customer. In order to set up a virtual stall as a vendor, I would have had to pay $149 worth of Bitcoin. Sheep Marketplace had the nostalgic look and feel of the now-defunct Silk Road. Items on the first page of the drug section, by far the biggest on the site, included 2 grams of Pentadrone Special Sale plus free sample MXE and 28 grams Super Tasty Lemon Haze. High grade. The services section included, among other things, a list of alternatives to the Sheep Marketplace itself for $4.15. So in case you are not resourceful enough to actually go and search around forums to find where you could go, somebody will sell you a list of alternatives, apparently, through this Sheep Marketplace. But, you know, the Sheep Marketplace, it's been interesting because I've been monitoring it over the last few days. And as of about 3 days ago, there were 500 items for sale in the drugs category. As of yesterday, I haven't been today, as of yesterday, they had over 1,700 items. So they have been shooting up in participation and, you know, number of people and items available on that site as of the demise of, or the apparent demise of the Silk Road. You're welcome to share your thoughts on the Silk Road, the black market, or whatever's on your mind. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control. Here toll free at 855-453, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We invite you to the website. Go to freetalklive.com. You can watch, listen, and interact with the webcam. The chat room is on the same page as the cam, so you can go and interact with other listeners at the same time as watching the show. Cam.freetalklive.com takes you there, and of course, it's free. So go to cam.freetalklive.com and enjoy.
Free Talk Live has won podcastawards.com podcast best political podcast award, I think five times. And that makes us the winningest podcast in podcastawards.com's history, any of their awards, as I understand it. We'd like to continue that. And you can go to podcastawards.com right now in the political category. And not that I really think this is a political show, because I don't. I think it's an issues-oriented show. But they don't have an issues-oriented show category. So we'll take the political news, politics news, I think is what it's called. It's podcastawards.com. Go ahead and nominate Free Talk Live there if you think that we're a good choice. Podcastawards.com.
All right, so 855-450-free is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to the phones and the fun. Scott is on the line in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WSC. Hey, Scott.
Hello. Thank you very much for taking my call. I wanted to talk about a woman named Miriam Carey who was gunned down in Washington, D.C. this week.
Oh, is this the lady with the baby?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm really disgusted by the whole incident from start to finish. But there's one point of it I wanted to run past you guys. I've listened to the show for several years and watched a lot of your stuff on YouTube and other stuff about police stops and whatnot. Am I being detained? Am I under arrest? You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. What troubles me is the Capitol Police telling Congress and the Senate to shelter in place and to stay away from their windows. And my question is, what authority do they have over a senator or a congressman, to your knowledge? What could they have been arrested if they you know, didn't stay in their office and walk down the hall or chose to
Good
walk
question.
Out of the steps.
I doubt it. I highly doubt they would have been arrested if they had done that. However, it's in the congressperson's best interest to do as they're told because they want to set a good example for the rest of the country because they want you to be obedient and do as you're told when the time comes. So that's, to me, why they would go along and get along.
But it troubled me. No hostile shots were fired. There was a photo of our senator, who I like, but, you know, he kind of joked about it, sitting in his office under a table. Doing work on his iPhone during this, and for me, that's a bad example.
Seriously, they were sitting under the tables.
Mine was.
It's just like elementary school. Do you remember when they did that? Did they do that to you, Mark? Where they it's a tornado drill, kids. Get underneath your desks because that'll stop the tornado if it rips through the room. What's the deal with that?
I suppose it'll protect you if the roof falls in.
But anyway, that's what troubled me greatly about that.
Yeah, I'm with you, Scott. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate
you
hearing me.
I want to know what obligation anybody has. I mean,
to obey them?
Yeah. The Capitol Police tell the Congress people to shelter in place. Well, as far as I'm concerned, the Congress people work with these folks. They should obey them. But what about me as a citizen, as an individual? Why would I have to follow anything these people say?
You don't. You don't. It's just that most people do. And so when
in Watertown and in Boston, they pointed guns at people.
But remember, we had Antigone call the show from Sex, Lies, and Anarchy. She was at a house of a friend, a Free State Project participant, who has since, by the way, moved to New Hampshire. But at that time, one of them was living in Watertown, and she was at this house. She did have guns pointed at her, and she and her, she and her roommate did leave the house. They did go out, and they did drive on those roads. He had to go to work, and he wasn't going to miss work for this, so he decided that it was more important for him to go to work than it was to, shelter in place. So they got in the car, and they drove, and they were stopped at some kind of a checkpoint, and the cop did want to go through Antigone's bag, so there was definitely some invasiveness going on the part of the police, but ultimately they were allowed to leave.
Are you hiding a Middle Eastern terrorist in that purse?
I don't know if they checked their trunk or not. I don't recall the detail.
That would be a better place to check.
I don't recall the detail on that story. But my point is, yes, they did leave. They were the only people on the roads besides the state agents. That's because most people are obedient and frightened to death, and for good reason. You do have men in the streets wearing camouflage, driving Bearcats, pointing guns at your window, demanding you leave your home, ransacking your house, and intimidating everybody. So that's a pretty scary situation, and most people aren't willing to put their freedom on the line to stand up for themselves. And unfortunately, that's why we have things the way they are today, where the government just keeps getting more and more intrusive and more oppressive because people aren't willing to stand up for themselves. But if you did, then you might just get away with it. Or maybe they'd come up with some excuse to arrest you. I mean, in the case of Antigone, they weren't arrested. They did make it out of Watertown, and they made it back to New Hampshire safely with some level of invasiveness, but they did get out of the area. So I don't think you have an obligation to shelter in place. It's just what they want you to do.
That's what they want you to do.
So I would recommend you do what's best for you. And if that's to cower, then go ahead and cower. But I think that if you cower, you're going to keep getting what you've gotten.
And what they do is they'll use the obligation to protect as an excuse for getting you to do whatever it is that they want you to do.
Which they don't have.
Which they don't have an obligation to protect. So it's not an excuse anyway. The Supreme Court's ruled over and over again that these government functions don't have any obligation to actually protect you. If that was the case and your house got burglarized, the police would have to write you a check. Because they'd be obligated to protect you from burglary.
Yeah.
They're not there for that. They're there to come by and drop by a stolen item report so that you can report it to your insurance company.
So let's get back to the Silk Road, since I did leave off in the middle of this piece from Bloomberg about the new alternative to the Silk Road, the so-called sheep marketplace, which has been exploding in popularity. And as the article here, Bloomberg points out, the owners of this new site slip up like the Silk Road operator did, allegedly. There'll be dozens of others hoping to get into the anonymous cyber market business. That's because a truly paranoid hacker would not have made Ulbricht's alleged mistakes, using open forums to advertise Silk Road and asking for IT advice under his own name, keeping accounts in LinkedIn and Google. How careless can one get? Besides, Silk Road got a big write-up on the gaming site Kotaku back in 2011, so naturally prosecutors became interested. In fact, by talking about Sheep Marketplace here, I'm probably drawing unwanted attention to it, but then again, I found it by Googling Silk Road Alternative, so it's probably not too hard for the feds to figure that one out.
Probably too. Not too hard.
It would be as hard for police to shut down all the online drug marketplaces as it is to arrest every petty dealer peddling white powder in every nightclub. And
harder.
A lot harder.
Yeah,
a lot harder. Even if they somehow manage that, there will be the really well-hidden drug markets. One of these, operating in the capital of a former Soviet republic, does not use only encryption. It accepts members by invitation only. Nothing is bought or sold on the site itself. Contact is made. Money, the national currency, not Bitcoin, changes hands through a cash transfer system. Then the vendor tells the buyer where the goods are hidden. After the deal, both vendor and buyer have to fill in a detailed questionnaire telling the site administrator how it went. The data collected from the questionnaires goes towards members' ratings. Those with a low rating are banned from the site, which, apart from bringing drug sellers and buyers together, provides a plethora of information about drug varieties and users' experiences with all kinds of substances. The anonymous community counts several hundred members and has operated for months without mishap. Eventually, police may infiltrate it, but as long as the administrator who takes a percentage on the deals is not too greedy, that prospect is remote. Greed may have been Ross Ulbricht's ultimate downfall. To achieve $1.2 billion in turnover over 3 years, as the criminal complaint alleges, and earn the founder $80 million U.S. dollars worth of Bitcoin in commissions, the site had to be extremely well-known, and that's never good for an illegal business. Administrators following in Ulbricht's footsteps will be more careful not to expand so quickly and mindlessly. Otherwise, they'll get too many customers like Australian Paul Leslie Howard, who ran a very obvious drug-dealing operation from his home using the site, and, of course, got caught. 855 450 free. Your thoughts on the Silk Road or whatever happens to be on your mind. We have just enough time remaining in this live Saturday edition for you and your thoughts. If you get on the lines now, toll-free number 855 450 free. That's 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live coming up shortly.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com. Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for your call and thoughts if you make it now to the toll-free number, which is 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by Keenvention. It's happening coming up November 1st through the 3rd. Pretty much what I spent my day on today, and I'll be spending more days on it here as we are getting much closer to the event. It's going to be experimental. It's going to be your chance to visit New Hampshire during the fall, albeit, honestly, it's going to be probably after the peak because it's looking pretty very nice out there.
There'll
right
probably be some pretty leaves still hanging on branches.
Barely. It's going to be chilly. It's going to be a little chilly out, and there's not going to be much left as far as leaves go. But if you wanted Keenvention to happen during peak leaf peeping season, then you would have had to pay about 2.5 times as much for the hotel rooms. So we wanted to have Keenvention be the most affordable Liberty convention that you could attend. And it is. It's $50. So you can go and get registered at keenvention.info. What will you experience at Keenvention that will be different from, say, the Liberty Forum, which is the Free State Project's winter event, which is excellent, by the way. And we'll be talking more about the Liberty Forum coming up here towards the end of the year. It's coming up in the winter, and it's a great event, and it's huge in comparison to what Keenvention is going to be. But Keenvention will be focused on activism, unlike the other events that the Free State Project puts on, where they focus more on big-name speakers, and there's a little bit of activist stuff in there. This is all New Hampshire activists, New Hampshire natives who are activists for liberty, Free State Project participants who are activists for liberty, and they're all coming together for the weekend here in Keene. And so because you're going to be in Keene, there will be things to do outside of the hotel. Maybe you'd like to go Robin Hooding. Well, presuming the city doesn't call off their parking enforcers for the day, then you'll be able to go out and participate in Robin Hooding, maybe do some cop blocking at nighttime, engage in some socializing. In fact, we'll be announcing very soon I can announce it here now because I just haven't gotten around to putting it up on the site, but we're going to have a bowling karaoke party on Saturday night, so there'll be some socializing that will be going on. Of course, you can join us for social Sundays on Sunday. So everything from activism to social activities is going to be a lot happening outside of the hotel. And, of course, inside the hotel, lots of great panel discussions on legislative panel, the ladies in media panel. There's all kinds of stuff, civil disobedience, secessionist panel. We've got all kinds of topics that you can come in and enjoy. And, Mark, you're going to be on the news media panel, as I understand it.
That's right.
Confirm that. So you can go and get registered for $50 right now at keenvention.info. It's a great experience to come up to New Hampshire and get to check out Keen and get to meet all the wonderful activists that you've just heard us talking about over the years. And if you've been here before, then you get to see some old friends. So again, go to keenvention.info to learn more about the event. We'll look forward to seeing you there in just under a month's worth of time. So we've been talking about the Silk Road, but let's change gears a little bit. Silk Road, of course, the online drug buying site, also just kind of an open market, all kinds of products and services available there. And I bet you could probably buy tobacco on the Silk Road, and I'm sure that upsets the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
I thought they changed their name.
They are still the ATF, apparently.
All right.
BATF, actually. I think they were the ATF, and now they're the BATF.
I heard they changed to something
else.
They're
still referred to as the ATF. In this case, the AP story that government agents acting without authorization conducted dozens of undercover investigations of illegal tobacco sales, misused some of $162 million in profits from those stings, and lost track of at least 420 million cigarettes. 420 million. Now, I don't know how many 18-wheelers full of cigarettes that is, but I'd imagine that's more than one. I don't know how many that would be. Like, how many cubic feet do cigarettes occupy? What would that? How many would fill? Like, if you totally filled the back with no room to walk around or any, like, straight to the ceiling, how many cigarettes could you fit in an 18-wheeler?
A million is a whole bunch, so yeah. It's really difficult to say, but you're talking about 2 million cartons here at this point, and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, like how many cigarettes, how many cartons of cigarettes come in like a box,
yeah.
And I really couldn't answer that question, but I would guess it was something like 15, maybe 24 sounds like the right number. So if we divide 2 million by 24, we get some number.
Hold up, 2 million cartons? How many cigarettes are in a carton?
Well, there's 20 in a pack, so 200 cigarettes in a carton.
I see. Okay.
So there's 20 in a pack, 10 packs in a carton. Now you're talking about 83,000 big boxes of cigarettes. That's a whole bunch of trucks full, 83,000. I don't have any idea. I'd have to, you know, I don't have the time to be able to do this on the fly.
Obviously, this just didn't all go disappearing at once. But it's very interesting that they just, whoops, where did 420 million of those
things go? How'd we lose this? This isn't a bunch of AR-15s.
In one case, agents for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives sold 15 million in cigarettes and later turned over $4.9 million in profits from the sales to a confidential informant, even though the agency did not properly account for the transaction. The ATF's newly appointed director, B. Todd Jones, said the audit covered only selected historical ATF investigations from 2006 to 2011 and said the agency had tightened its internal guidelines since then. No worries. We've got a tight ship now. Everything's totally fine. We'll only lose 200 million cigarettes this year. The audit described widespread lack of ATF oversight and inadequate paperwork in the agency's churning investigations, undercover operations that use proceeds from illicit cigarette sales to pay for the ATF's costs. The audit came as a new blow to a beleaguered agency still reeling from congressional inquiries into their flawed handling of the Operation Fast and Furious weapons tracking probes in Mexico. Quote, ATF guidance regarding churning investigations lacked breadth and specificity, and managers at the ATF headquarters, as well as managers and special agents at ATF field offices, often disregarded it, said the Inspector General in a 53-page audit. The Inspector General recommended tightened ATF procedures for documenting, tracking, and reviewing proceeds from its undercover tobacco stings. Jones said the agency's adopted most of those guidelines, while accepting responsibility for management and oversight lapses that allowed those deficiencies to develop. He's accepting responsibility, Mark, for this 420 million cigarettes that have disappeared.
Okay, so he'll be taking they'll be taking that out of his paycheck, and he'll be stepping down.
No. He's the new guy.
He's talking about it. Then.
Right. He's accepting.
He's not accepting
responsibility.
Any responsibility.
Look, we've been bad. I admit it. I don't know where all those cigarettes went, but trust us, we've got it under control here. We've taken these new procedures.
I know.
We've implemented them.
They're not going to be the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms anymore. They're just going to do alcohol. and firearms, which, of course, they lost the firearms, too. They're just going to be alcohol. Well, I mean, you know, what in the world do we have alcohol? Well, they're going to shut this bureau down. There's really no point for it anyway.
In a written response, Horowitz approved the ATF's moves in April 2013 to tighten its standards. He did caution that his office, quote, has not been provided evidence to verify the sufficiency of actions taken. So they're saying they have made these changes, but they haven't really proved it. Reviewing 36 ATF undercover cigarette stings between 06 and 2011, the Inspector General found that none of those income-generating probes have been given proper prior approval by an internal ATF review committee as required by agency policy. One of those sting operations didn't have any approval, either from the ATF or the Justice Department. In that 2009 case, ATF officials allowed a tobacco distributor working as a confidential informant to keep $4.9 million in profits from cigarette sales to criminal suspects. ATF officials justified the move by explaining the $4.9 million covered the informant's expenses. But the Inspector General said the agency failed to require the informant to provide adequate documentation to support or justify those expenses. So
it happens all the time.
So they're just letting their buddies, you know, their informant buddies make millions of dollars in profits from illegal cigarette sales. And, hey, everything's totally cool here. In fact, where do the 420 million cigarettes go that they are losing?
Do you know?
I can speculate. I doubt they're setting them on fire. So some of their informants are making money from these.
And
but I bet you some of the agents are making
too,
money, too. I bet you that, you know, several of those boxes of cartons of cigarettes.
Cigarettes are
gone.
Basically currency. In prison, they are currency. Why in the world wouldn't you, I mean, you know, I hear that there's black markets for, basically gray markets for single cigarette sales in larger
cities?
Municipalities.
That's true.
That have heavy taxes.
You can get a buck a cigarette in New York City now.
That's crazy.
I've heard that.
But it's like $12 a pack,
that's
so you're really not making much money.
Right, that's why you're a buck a cigarette. It used to be 50 cents a cigarette.
I wouldn't doubt it. I'm just... I'm glad I gave that crap up a long time ago, I guess.
The Inspector General said...
If you're going to smoke, get them online and get them shipped to you.
Inspector General said shoddy documentation of inventory controls made it impossible to account for more than 2.1 million cartons of cigarettes, totaling 420 million cigarettes during at least 20 separate ATF sting investigations. They estimated the retail value of those items at $127 million. So where'd they go? If I can tell you, they didn't just disappear. Somebody made some serious money off of that. Selling those cigarettes. I bet you those ATF agents sold those cigarettes right into the black market and probably sold them on Silk Road. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to LifeWatch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.